Command Me by Sheila Kopp. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come, concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. Isaiah 45:11. Wow, look at that. See, the Lord wants us to inquire of him, to ask, to search, to find out answers from him. He says, command me. He says to ask him about his work or about people and about what is going to happen. But so many of us don't ask. We'd rather go blind and clueless, or if we are curious about spiritual things, we go and ask people who we think are connected to God instead of asking him ourselves. And some of us do worse. We ask a fortune teller or a medium. Is it any wonder God gets so mad at us? The blessings of the Lord is missing from our lives because we don't ask him directly. And then people say, how? How do you ask God? Where do you find him? That's where it gets complicated, doesn't it? God fills both heaven and earth with his presence, the Bible states. It also says that the spirit of man is the candle of God, searching the inward parts of man. Why, the answer is right there in your mouth, right there inside your heart. Where you are, God is. So speak. It's so simple, we don't want to believe it's that easy. But it is. He can hear you wherever you are. He knows your thoughts. He knows your heart. And he knows when you are addressing him. So speak. Say what you want to say. The Bible states we will find him if we search for him with all our hearts. He is a spirit. He can be anywhere, even inside your thoughts and inside your heart. He can even fill your body if you ask him, and guide you to the paths of righteousness until the day you die. People go to this country, to that mountain, to that shrine, but God is everywhere. We don't need to go seeking him in remote places. The Bible states he dwells in the praises of his people. So, if you praise him, if you open your mouth and talk nice to him and invite him in your life, he will come to you. He will hear you. And then you will say, but how do I know when he is speaking back to me? How do I know that he has heard me? Well, first thing first, you just have to believe he's heard you. He doesn't like people not believing in him. He is God. He knows everything. Everything. So to doubt that he doesn't hear you is an insult to him. That's why he doesn't appear to people that doubt him. But if you're asking with all your heart, you will see his answers. You will know. He will make you see. He knows everything, remember? He created you. So he knows exactly how your mind works, so that you will know for sure he is answering you. So be waiting and be expecting, because he will show you. And you can even say to him, please, Lord, show me. Please don't let me miss your answers. And you won't. You will see it. Watch him work wonders in your life. If you speak to him and talk to him and seek him with all your heart.